奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来学习彼得后书。
And in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll study 2 Peter.
我们这次的主题是祷告的生活。
The topic for this event is the life of prayer.
我们学习这个旷野的旅程。
Yes, study the journey of 40 years in the wilderness.
那我们也会学习主耶稣所给我们的救恩。
We'll be studying the salvation that the Lord Jesus has given us.
所以我们如果没有有祷告的生活配合，其实很多的道理就变成一种知识而已。
A lot of things that we learn through the Word of God will only be knowledge if not backed up with the life of prayer.
那我们现在活在世上，其实都是暂时的、聚居的。
We're all temporary sojourners in this world.
不管你住在哪里
，regardless of where we stay，
你都没有办法永远住了。
You cannot call it a forever home.
有一天都搬家。
Sooner or later we move.
就像虽然传道者虽然一段时间就搬家
，like for us ministers, we regularly move due to our assignments.
那其实我们每个人最后都是这样子啊。
But ultimately, the same can be said for all of us.
你最后也是从地上要搬到天上去啊。
We have to move from our earthly home to our heavenly one.
也不能够一直住在地上啊。
We cannot dwell on this earth forever.
所以我们要准备我们自己去迎接主耶稣。
So we're in the process of preparing to meet our Lord Jesus.
我们哪一天生命结束不知道。
We don't know when our final day on this world will be.
但是我们都知道，总有一天这个世界都会结束。
But we know that that day will one day come.
那当这个生命的结局临到的时候，我们有没有准备好？我们会不会恐惧说我要去见主耶稣了
？And on the day of our final moments on this earth, will we be ready to welcome the Lord's coming?
那我们站在主的面前，我们可以站得住吗？会不会害怕？会不会觉得说白活一生
？Will we stand with confidence in His presence, or we feel like we lived a life wasted?
那所以彼得后书就提供给我们一个。反省，就是说，有一天这个主是会再来的。
Second Peter serves as a self-reflection of the fact that one day the Lord Jesus will come again.
那在他来以前，会有很多的事情发生的。
Before his coming, the things that are to come.
那外界的逼迫就好像启示录所预告的，会有很多灾难临到。
The external persecutions, there are calamities.
那这些灾难其实并不可怕。
All these calamities are not scary.
因为我们从古时候到现在，这个外界的逼迫越大，那个神的选民其实信心越坚定。
Because the more persecution arises, the firmer the faith of those who truly.
就好像早期使徒时代，你看罗马政府倾全国之力去逼迫基督徒。
In spite of the Roman government's attempt at persecuting the early apostles.
但是还是更多人信呢。
Still, more Christians came to believe.
就好像过去这个集权的国家，他们也是用想尽办法要除掉基督教的信仰。
And nowadays, there are many nations who try to suppress Christianity as a form of religion.
但是这个神的道理不会被捆绑，还是继续传的。
But the word of God spread all the same.
所以外面的逼迫不可怕。
So external persecutions are not scary.
可怕的是道理被改变了。
What is scary is a change in the doctrine.
如果异端进入教会，我们的思想观念变了。
If heresies mix it with the truth, it will affect our thinking.
那就没办法挽回啊。
And then that may not be reversible.
所以末日最可怕的其实就是异端的混乱，假师傅的教训。
So we should be especially watchful of false teachers and their heresies.
那我们要分辨什么是真的，什么假的。我们如果没有下功夫研读圣经，过祷告的生活，很容易就被骗了。
Without a life of meditating on the word of God and prayer, we will not be able to differentiate between truth and heresies.
所以主耶稣他在马太福音24章就特别跟我们先讲好的，末日的时候一定会说基督在这里，基督在那里，你都不要去看，你不要管他。
Jesus stated that in Matthew chapter 24, in the future, in the end days, false prophets will proclaim, here is the Christ, there it is, do not listen.
这样的一个 一个现象、哦、慢慢在教会当中也浮现出来了。
And you will start seeing this within Christianity itself.
我们读彼得后书就给我们一个提醒。
So 2 Peter serves as a reminder.
那我们用三个小时来读看一下彼得后书。
And we'll study this for 3 hours.
那彼得后书其实也很短、啊、
It's a fairly short epistle.
那他的他这个书卷、哦啊、其实提供给我们一些要怎么样去维护我们的信仰的一个指导。
But it teaches us how to maintain our faith.
啊、哦，好，作者彼得一定是的。
Simon Peter is the author.
啊，第一章第一节就说了。
Mentioned in chapter 1 verse 1.
啊，我做耶稣基督仆人和使徒的西门彼得，写信给那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之义，与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人。
Simon Peter is a bondservant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ to those who have attained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以彼得他很清楚他是耶稣基督的仆人。
Peter sees himself as the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他现在写信的对象是这些跟使徒一样有很宝贵信心的人、哦、
And he wrote this letter to all who have received the same precious faith as the apostles.
而且是因为主耶稣基督，他说因为神和救主耶稣基督的义，就是因着主的恩典，他的我们披戴耶稣基督。
And it's by the righteousness and the grace of God that we are able to accept this Lord Jesus Christ.
这些有宝贵信心的人都是披戴耶稣基督的了。
All these people with faith have put on Christ.、
哦、所以他现在写的对象都是给信徒的。
So this is a letter meant to all members and believers.
如果我们看第三章第一节哈。
Look at chapter 3 verse 1.
先看第三章第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我现在写给你们的是第二封信啊，这两封都是提醒你们，激发你们诚实的心。
This here mentions that, beloved, I write to you the second epistle.
啊，所以那前面一定有第一封信，就是彼得前书了。
The first epistle is the book of First Peter.
那现在他这个信都是为了要提醒，不是说不知道，其实很多道理都知道了。
All the words he wrote in here as a reminder, not as first-hand knowledge.
那现在要提醒我们有一个清洁的心，一个纯的心呢。
And now he asks the believers to have a pure heart.
哦，那这个就是我们中文把它翻成诚实的心，就是说我们要很认识我们的救主，那我们也对我们所信的很坚定啊，不会怀疑的。
We have to have a steadfast faith.And why we believe our Lord Jesus Christ?
哦，那这个就是当时候一定有一些思想、一些教训，会让信徒这个这些主的门徒的心哦混淆，怀疑耶稣到底是谁啊？他所盼望的、他所应许的到底会不会实现
？There were some false teachings that had caused the believers to doubt about the veracity of Jesus Christ as well as the hope that is to come.
好，所以彼得他是使徒。
Peter as an apostle.
那现在他其实也是在他年老的时候、啊、特别写的。
He wrote this in his old age.
我们看一下、啊、第一章。
Let's look at chapter 1.
啊，第一章第十二节。
Verse 12.
第一章十二节，你们虽然晓得这些事，并且在你们已有的真道上坚固，我却要将这些事常常的提醒你们。
For this reason, I will not be negligent in reminding you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth.
第三节十三节说，我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们，激发你们。
13. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you.
十四节说，因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了，正如我们主耶稣基督说，只是我的。
14. Knowing that surely I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me.
15节说，并且我要尽心竭力，使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。
Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease.
你看，就是这个，就是彼得他知道，哎，他好像时间快到了。
Peter had a sense that his time was coming.
趁着他还活着的时候，在这个帐篷，就是还这个肉体还存在的时候了哈。
So while he was still in this tent, which is his physical body,
要提醒，重点要提出来，然后要激发大家。
He wanted to emphasize the main points to encourage everyone.
那所以他尽心竭力，所以彼得真的是急功近利。
And so
他就是 尽最大努力到最后的时刻。
So Peter gave all he had at the end.
好，然后为了要让这些信徒可以记住了，他死了以后，因为他知道他不久就要死了，死了之后，这些主人们徒还会记住他所讲过的话。 So
that he can be assured that his passing, the apostles will continue in the doctrine.
好，那我们就看到这个作者的心了。
So this we can see what's in the heart and mind of the author.
好，那这封信显然是第二封信，所以那个当时候他是写给谁呢？他真的这个信是在哪个地方流传呢？
So to whom was this letter distributed?
因为既然是第二封信，那个收信的人就是彼得前书第一章那里的。
And should be implied that since Peter mentioned the second letter, it should be the same recipients as that of the first.
所以现在看彼得前书第一章第一节。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1.
彼得前书第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散，这里讲分散，分散在本都加泰加帕多加亚西亚庇推尼聚集的。
Reads Peter, apostle of Jesus Christ, the pilgrim of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
那第二节就是这些信徒、这些聚集的，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。
Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father and sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ.
那所以这里当时候，他现在列出了这些地区，看一下这个地点。
Let's take a look at map of the mentioned locations.
你看到，你知道意大利在哪里吗？罗马，最左手边那个，像鞋子那个，像马歇那个。
Rome, Italy is on the upper left-hand corner.
那右手边的，最右手边那个，就是现在土耳其的那地方呢。
Upper right-hand corner is present-day Turkey.
所以基本上。 小亚细亚，加拉太一带就是现在的土耳其了。
So the lands mentioned here are in modern day Turkey.
所以以弗所就是在那个海边嘛。The
Ephesus anchored the western end of this of Turkey.
就是其实当时候这个也说明当时候彼得很有可能他曾在这个地方。
It implies that Peter may have conducted some ministry work in this area.
那时候主的门徒四散各地方了。
At time the disciples of Lord Jesus Christ had spread the gospel.
然后都说是寄居的，他们都是暂时住一下而已。
And they dwell temporarily in places.
表示说真的，他们很有可能会遇到什么样的政府，如果下令下了什么令，或者是什么政策的，他们就要跑了，要移了。
If they experience any persecution, they'll be forced to flee to a different location.
所以我们今天其实也是一样嘛，我们弟兄姐妹分散各地。Today,
many of our brothers and sisters have come here as part of a scattering from far.
也都是在每个地方做聚居的而已。And
we're all just sojourners where we are.
那我们也是照父神的先见被拣选，我们是创世以前神在基督耶稣里拣选我们的。
And we are also chosen by our Lord Jesus Christ prior to the establishment of the world.
借着圣灵成为圣洁。
And we're purified by the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣他拣选我们，他呼召我们，让我们听到福音，感动我们的心，愿意相信。
And we are touched by the gospel and moved to believe.
那信的时候，我们一定会想到说，我要接受洗礼。
And we make the commitment to be baptized.
那洗礼的时候，就是在耶稣的宝血里面，借着在大水在。 在圣灵见证底下，耶稣基督的宝血里面，罪被赦免的。
In our baptism, the blood of Jesus Christ washed our sins away.
然后之后，我们就在这个过程就是让我们称义的，从罪人变义人了。
And thus we are justified and made righteous.
那接下去要追求，在靠着圣灵成为圣洁。
And then we will be sanctified through reliance on the Holy Spirit.
那这个最后我们要愿意那个顺服神的真理，所以。 我们最后就不会体贴肉体，所以在这里说，以至于会顺服耶稣基督。
And then we submit to Lord Jesus Christ as a way of following the truth.
所以我们今天追求灵修，不管是参加讲习会祷告聚会我们的目标最后都是我们愿意顺服主耶稣基督，顺服真理。
Today we obey the truth and do spiritual cultivation because we want to obey our Lord Jesus Christ.
那如果能够顺服耶稣基督的最后我们就不会体贴肉体了。
If we are obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ, we're not subject ourselves to our fleshly desires.
好，那再讲一下，他到底在什么时候写信的
？When was this letter written？
因为这个是根据历史考证的，因为这个书上面不会写日期嘛。
Some further historical research was needed because this letter was not dated.
在这个基督教的文献里面特别大家都已经公认说，彼得就是在尼禄皇帝做罗马帝国的皇帝的时候，尼禄这个人做罗马帝国皇帝的时候，在逼迫当中殉道的。
Christian scholars have determined that Peter had perished under the persecution of Nero.
他是 martyr， 他是为了道理被杀的。
He was martyred for the truth.
那这个历史因为他已经说了，他已经知道说他要脱离帐篷的时候到了，所以应该是他晚年而且逼迫最厉害的时候。因为这样的原因，所以很有可能是主后66到68年的时间。
Peter's knowledge that his time to depart the world was at hand implies that this letter was likely written around 66 to 68 AD, shortly before his death.
那怎么会知道他是罗马写的？
How do we know that this was written from Rome?
如果你看彼得前书第五章
We look at 1 Peter chapter 5.
第十三节
Verse 13.
他这里写说，在巴比伦与你们同盟拣选的教会问你们安
It writes, she who is in Babylon and like together with you greets you.
那我的儿子马可也问你们安
And so is Mark, my son.
那这个儿子，这个他的儿子马可，这个就是写马可福音的马可
Mark refers to John Mark, the author of the book of Mark.
所以其实马可后来就跟在彼得身边了。
So, till the end, Mark accompanied Peter.
那所以马可福音很有可能就是彼得口述，马可把它写下了。
And so it's likely that the gospel according to Mark is a written recounting of Peter's recollections.
把这些资源都把它整理一下。这个巴比伦应该就是指当时的大城罗马。
Babylon was a figure of speech for a large city like Rome.
因为当时候其实那个皇帝都已经下令了，基督徒要被逐出罗马帝国，而且后来那个罗马城大火，皇帝就把这个罪名归给基督徒啊。
Because at that time, Emperor Nero was trying to expel the Christians from Rome and blame a fire that he had started on the Christians themselves.
所以在这种情况底下彼得他赶快，趁着还有机会赶快写信要提醒信徒。
So Peter sought to quickly write this letter in order to encourage the members.
那他为什么要写
？Why did he write?
其实如果只是逼迫，那就不是问题。
If it's just a matter of persecution, then it shouldn't have been a big of a deal.
最主要的就是这个异端。
But his main concern was heresies within the church.
那我们看彼得后书一开始的时候
，We look at the beginning of 2 Peter.
他就提醒我们，从第五节
Let's look at verse 5.
他就要我们要说要分外殷勤，要很认真啊。
That he wanted them to be diligent.
要分外殷勤，要追求啊。
Diligence require pursuit.
要在信心上，在这个信仰上努力的下功夫。
It requires a lot of work, hard work on our faith.
他就提出了这些步骤。
So he provided a step-by-step direction here.
要有信心，你要加上德性。
To add to your faith virtue.
那你要德性里面要加上又要知识。
And add knowledge.
一个加上来。
And one item, one virtue after another.
加到最后你就可以很有把握说可以丰丰富富进神的国。
If you have all these, then you can confidently enter the kingdom.
那你一定会更认识主耶稣基督。
And you have a stronger knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
对耶稣的应许会有把握了。
And be more sure about your promise.
所以他这个目的其实就让我们借着这个灵性的追求，可以抵挡异端。
And through this, I will be able to defend ourselves against heresy.
也就是说。我们信仰要能够站立得住，事实上是要有体验的啦。
To stand firm in the faith, we must have experience.
不能够只是知识的。
You cannot just rely on knowledge.
因为如果是知识性的，很容易就被翻过去了。
Because if you rely on knowledge, you can easily be out-argued.
为什么我们今天的青年有时候很容易就怀疑我们自己所信的呢？
Why are many of our youths easy to doubt about our faith?
其实大部分都因为我们的生活都很好嘛，哈，那我都很舒服啊。
Much of it is probably because we live fairly well off.
从小到教会长大，然后就活在主的恩典当中，很自然呢。
And as we grow up, we take living under the grace of God for granted.
不见得真的在信仰上有体验过。
So we never felt a need to experience what our faith is about.
那时候我没有体验的哈，你现在别人一讲一个理论，你可能就说诶有道理哦。
If we do not have many experiences back up our faith, we can be swayed by arguments from others.
那个世界上的这些道理，他一定第一个他不，他一定会跟你说，怎么可能只有一个教会？
The philosophies of this world will argue that how could there only be one church that can save?
为什么你讲的话这么绝对？
Why are you being so absolute?
世界上这很多事情都是相对性的啦，哪有那么绝对的？
Much of this, the things of this world are relative.
所以你如果用这种人，我们人现在受教育的那个理性去分析啊，最后就怀疑，一定怀疑的。
So we use philosophies and logic to deduce our religion will be led astray.
但是对那个有体验过的人。
But for those of us who have experienced God firsthand,
那这个就不容易动摇了。
And then that serves as a support for us.
你看我们过去一些长辈啊，一些年长的信徒啊，他道理也不是很懂，说实在的。
A lot of our elderly members are not well versed in our doctrines.
你跟他说那个哪一本书写什么，那我怎么知道
？They will have very little knowledge about the details and the intricacies.
但他就知道说，我信耶稣，对不对？我在这个教会，我祷告，我主耶稣会听我祷告。
But they say that, well, I go to this church, I pray, the Lord Jesus listens to me.
啊，每一次祷告，你看他圣灵就是一种提醒。每一次我们的祷告讲灵，也就是神迹啊。
And they understand that just to be able to speak in tongue and during a prayer is a great miracle.
所以你看他站立得住啊，可以守住哦。
And just because of this simple faith, they're able to stand.
反过来有知识的哈，都守不住。
But those with knowledge end up stumbling.
所以为什么说彼得他说你要记住我讲的教训
？This is why Peter wanted the believers to remember his teachings.
然后要追求
，and to pursue more and more.
所以这个信仰其实是要下功夫的。
So we need to work on our faith.
你看我们今天哦，如果一个学生呢、啊，他学了一个什么专业啊，真的要去得到一份工作，然后真的要有什么样的成就？他说：“我们不是下功夫懒惰人，什么都做不好，做不好。”
Nowadays, if somebody wants to become a professional at a particular career path, that requires a lot of studying and training and tests.
但是反过来看到我们的信仰，我们很多人都觉得啊，没关系啦，这个也可以，那个也可以，无所谓了。
But when it comes to our faith, we tend to be more carefree and open.
所以，当我们没有真的下功夫殷勤去追求的时候。
If we do not pursue our faith with the same diligence as our careers,
其实就变得很危险。那魔鬼哈、哦，他其实也都在看嘛哈。
Then we leave room for Satan.
我们说魔鬼像吼叫是遍地有神在找嘛，在看呐、啊。
Because he like a roaring lion is prowling around
for
weak ones.
我们过什么样的生活，我们心里在想什么，这个魔鬼也在观察嘛。
He can see what's in our minds and our thoughts.
那如果我们有时候又不知道自己的软弱，又自以为刚强，那就更危险了。
If we think we're strong when we're in fact weak, then we're in even greater danger.
那或者是自以为聪明，那自以为说哇，那个怎么可以这样讲？有很多的意见，很多的那个疑问的时候，那就是魔鬼攻击的机会了。
Or if we are easily swayed by knowledge and opinions, then we are susceptible for Satan's attacks.
从古以来，教会的这个有时候一些事情的发生哈，其实都跟我们的信徒怀疑神，不相信我们所领受的有关系。
A lot of the heresies that arise are due to people doubting about the type of God that we worship.
好，所以这里他特别为什么他所以他的背景就在这里，那个异端哈，当时冲击很大。
And so there is a great impact that heresies had.
所以彼得后书是专门针对异端的。
And so this book serves as a defense against heresies.
彼得也知道自己快要死了。
Peter himself knew that he would die soon.
他也知道说教会一定会有假师傅出来。
He knew that in his place will arise false teachers.
所以你看第二章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 2 verse 1.
彼得后书二章第一节。
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 1.
他已经看明了。从前在百姓当中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师父， 私自引进陷害人的异端，连买他们的主他们也不承认，自取数数的灭亡。
But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying that the Lord has who bought them and bring on themselves swift destruction.
第二节说，将有许多人随从他们邪淫的行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。
Verse 2, many will follow the destructive ways because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed.
你看他这里，他是引在旧约的时代，在百姓那个时候，真的那些假先知都是百姓当中出来的人呢、啊。
Peter harkened back to the memories of the people about the false prophets that had risen among the people in the times of the Old Testament.
传道书不是说吗？日光之下没有新鲜事吗
？As Ecclesiastes states, there's nothing new under the sun.
过去会发生，过去发生了，以后也会发生。
History repeats itself.
啊，那也就是说，现在发生的事情其实过去已经发生过。
So we see something happening today, we can find parallels in the past.
我们现在正在发生的，以后很有可能 再出现。
And we'll find parallels in the future as well.
那这就是他特别提到说，这些假师傅是私自引进陷害人的异端。
They are bringing in destructive heresies.
最后是否认救主。
To the point of denying the Lord.
那这样的一个教训会像笑一样。会影响其他人的。
This teaching like East will spread and infect other members.
这里特别用这个邪淫的行为哈。
It talks about destructive ways.
这个邪淫的行为其实表示说，这样的一个错误认识救主，就是偏离了对主的这个专一的心，就是患了这个属灵的淫乱。
This is in reference to the modeling of whom Lord Jesus Christ is, that's bringing about a sort of spiritual sexual immorality.
就是对神不忠了。
Where they disrespect the Lord and Savior.
在我们的心里面，我们可能还会觉得说，哎，说不定另外有一个很值得在追求、在敬拜的对象。
Because it causes us to think that there might be some other object worthy of our worship.
你看，有时候我们说啊、哦，你看我现在没有时间去追求信仰，没有去。还不是时候去想那个什么永生的问题。
Nowadays, people may think that they don't have the time to devote a good chunk of their life to some particular religion.
那我们说，现在最重要就是赚钱。我们有一些信徒就这样想的。
And rather pursue money as a goal.
我现在这个时候最重要就是读书，把这个书读好。
Or getting a better education.
那我现在这个时候，我就是要赶快去在我的信职业上下功夫，让我可以爬到一定的这样的职位。
Or to get promoted to a desirable position in our careers.
其实，当我们这样想的时候，在这段时间，主耶稣就已经不是第一顺位了，就是在我们的心里面，他不是最重要的了。
If that is our pursuit, then our Lord Jesus Christ is no longer the most important character in our minds.
其实这样的心，在神面前哈，在神面前就是已经。偏离的他是我们的唯一的，已经不这样想了吗
？This type of heart means that we no longer treat our Lord Jesus as our one and only.
因为我们觉得说，如果没有这样的话，那光是靠主够吗
？Because if Jesus is not our one and only, we will doubt whether relying on Him will be enough.
这个叫做我们的心被世界掳获去了。
And this is what it means to be taken captive by the world.
那要很小心呢。
You have to be careful.
所以不管在什么人生什么阶段里面，永远都是要把神放在第一位的。
We always must put Jesus first in our lives.
所以信仰没有所谓的请假的问题。
We cannot simply take a break from our faith.
我们都说哦，跟主耶稣请个假。
We cannot say, "Hey Jesus, I want to take a break from you for a few years."
请假你是自己请，请有假单吗？请假有人家主耶稣说签名好，没问题吗？有吗
？Can Jesus sign up on a vacation？
没有啊，都是说我跟你讲了，你就听到了，你知道，因为你是神啊，所以我请假你知道，但是他没有批准你也走了。
No, you just say and permit yourself to do this，
对不对？那叫做旷职嘛，旷课。
You're being truant。
那不是要请假。
You're not taking a
请假是我们自己想。
Because we are leaving on our own volition
only。信仰哪有什么请假的问题？
We cannot simply take a break from God.
所以这里他我们要小心呢、啊。
So that's why we need to be careful.
那第三章第十七节，你再看三章十七节。
Let's look at chapter 3 verse 17.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然预先知道这些事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的错谬诱惑，就从自己坚固的地步上坠落。
You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked.
那个彼得他讲完之后，他说：“你们预先知道了，我现在讲完之后你就知道了。”
Peter mentions that since you know this beforehand,
那现在就要防备，就要有所准备嘛。
Then what he is telling them is just a reinforcement.
恐怕被恶人的错谬诱惑。
Lest they are led away by the error of the wicked.
他意思是说，其实如果你没有防备很容易就被骗了啦。
If we do not reinforce ourselves, then we'll be easily deceived.
那这个错谬这个邪坏很快一下子而已
And it doesn't take long for the deceit to take hold.
要学好的学很久学不会，但是学坏的一下子就去了。
It takes a long time to learn a good habit, but it's easy to pick up something that's bad.
这个我们大部分都是长辈也都人生经验很丰富，看孩子成长你就知道。
Just by seeing how your child grows up, you can sense this.
要教他好的东西，好的习惯，教了半天可能也学不起来，但是那个坏的习惯三天就会了。
You have to remind your kid again and again to do something good, and they still might not learn, but they learn something bad from the outside, they'll pick it up immediately.
所以这个要为什么说要防备要殷勤到底在这里要下功夫。
This is the why we need to specially defend ourselves.
好，三章的第三节哈。
Look at chapter 3, verse 3.
第三章第三节，他当时候，彼得当时候就说主快来了啦。
Peter reminds the believers here that the Lord is coming soon.
第三节哈，第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥笑的人随从自己的私欲出来讥笑说。
Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts.
第四节说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢
？Verse 4 saying, where is the promise of His coming?
好，他就举原因嘛，因为从列祖睡了以后，万物跟起初创造的时候都一样没有变
Since nothing has changed since the fathers fell asleep.
也就是说。你说要来都没有每天也就是这样过日子每一年过去的
We've been saying that the Lord's going to be coming for a long time, but nothing has happened yet.
好，第五节
Verse 5.
他们故意忘记
For this they willfully forget.
忘记什么？从太古凭神的命有了天，并从水而出，借水而成的地。
That if by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of water and in the water.
其实这个世界的存留都是在神的这个命令就是神现在是神把它托住神维护着了
The earth was created and maintained at God's command
那他就举过去那个洪水毁灭 的事情
And he reminded the flood that happened
所以诺亚那个时代说洪水要来毁灭世界没人相信
In the time of Noah nobody believed Noah when he preached that the world was going to perish in the flood
诺亚讲了一百多年没用，连一个人不信。
He spent this warning for 100 years, no one believed.
好，最后洪水来了，全部都灭亡了。
So they all perished when the flood came.
好，那所以这个时间是什么时候？那神跟挪亚说，你什么时候要盖方舟？你什么时候要进去？预备好。神说进去的时候就进去，门一关起来，那个洪水就来。
The Lord commanded Noah everything to build the ark, to bring the animals in, to close the doors, and then the flood came.
所以完全都是按照神所定的时间在进行的。
All this happened according to God's timing.
那他现在就以这样的一个例子，他说第七节，现在的天地还是凭着那个命令存留。
In verse 7, Peter writes, "But the heavens and earth which are now preserved by the same word."
啊，直流到不敬虔的人受审判，遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。
Are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of godly
men. 那这个就是将来的审判。
This is referring to the future judgment.
这完全是按照神的命令，就是神定的时间。
The earth exists at the sole command of God.
那神什么时候要做什么事，他会决定的，你不用担心的。
God will decide when the end of the world will happen.
那可是问题就是，如果那天来了不敬虔的人，不敬虔的最后一定是被审判沉沦，就是永远的刑罚。
On the last day, those who are still ungodly will be subject to judgment and condemnation.
表示说有一个最后的大审判。
There is a great final judgment coming.
要享受说。在那个大审判的时候能够站得住吗
Will we be able to stand firm then?
那这个就是他写信的背景
This is the background of why he wrote this letter
他接下去他就开始要写了他就有他的那个思想要表达给所有的主的门徒知道的
So we'll now examine his thoughts that he sought to convey to the other believers and apostles
彼得前后书其实是 在新约圣经编辑的过程里面，在很后面，在很后面的阶段才被全体人接受说，对，这就是我们应该认定的正点，就是神从神来的话语。
It took a while for biblical scholars to determine that these words were that's written in 1 and 2 Peter were by Peter were inspiration for God.
因为其实后来彼得的书是六十几年就写了，但是他最后这个被认定所有人认可是到了应该是到两百多年、三百年之后的事。
It was only until 200 to 300 years later that this was added as within text of the Bible.
表示说他在书里面，他在他的信里面所预言的哈，后来都应验了。
It's a testament to the fact that what he had written about did come to pass.
因为这是神的灵感动他写的，不是他出于他自己的意识啊。
Because he wrote this by the movement of the Holy Spirit, not of his own thoughts.
又是专门针对异端。
Because he was targeting the heretics.
那其实后来哈，第一个世纪结束以后，这个教会就被异端占满了。
And after the first century had passed, the church was overrun by the heretics.
那这些异端都是这些工人出来的，这是从工人讲出来的。
And all these heretics were originally workers of the church.
真的，彼得所预告的都实现了。
Just as Peter had predicted.
那当然，这当中有神的计划了。
Oh, this was part of God's greater plan.
也因此，这个彼得后书就成为护教学很重要的一个资料。
So, Second Peter becomes an important tool for apologetics.
因为今天在任何一个时代里面都会有异端冲击我们的信仰。
Because we have to deal with heresies all the time.
那彼得的书信那特别强调说我们要在这个属灵的知识上不断的长进。
Second Peter emphasizes that we must continue to grow in our spiritual knowledge.
比如说，我们看最后第十八节，三章十八节。
Let's look at chapter 3, verse 18.
这个事情要持续不断的进行的。
This references a continuing process.
你看第十八节，他最后的话说：“你们要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。”
Verse 18 states, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ."
要不断去体验。主的恩典，那同时也要去增进对主耶稣基督的知识，就是那个真理要成长。
We need to continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果有恩典，但是没有知识，没有这个真理的知识，很容易被骗的。
If we only have the grace of God but no knowledge, we are easily deceived.
因为假师傅也可以行神迹啊。
Because even false teachers and heretics can perform miracles.
那个末后的日子，有大神迹会出现，火从天上降下来。
Because they will prophesy in the Bible to be able to perform great miracles from heaven.
这个一定是有个地方松了，都不能碰。都不能碰到。好，那所以这个如果只是有知识，但是没有恩典配合，这个知识。没有根基，也站不住。
And if the knowledge is not backed up by grace, then it's rootless and subject to heretics.
好，那现在你回到第一章去。
Let's turn back to chapter 1.
那回到第一章第四节。
Verse 4.
他因此他将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得以神的性情有份。
By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature.
那现在就是神主耶稣基督已经把这个宝贵又大又宝贵的应许赐给我们，就是说这个就是至极大的，其实是最宝贵的。
The Lord Jesus has given us this exceedingly great promise.
那让我们可以改变生命更新
，so that we can renew our life.
我们不会再顺服情欲
，will not be submissive to our desires.
那我们可以活出神的性情
，and we can live in accordance with God's image.
因为这个是神给了恩典在先呢
，because this is all our display of God's grace.
那接下去所以第五节
Let's look at verse 5.
正因为这个缘故，所以就要分外殷勤啊！现在开始要下功夫去追求了，这是一个步骤了。
And it's for this very reason that we need to put in the work to be better people.
那所以我们看到彼得后书就让我们了解说，这个追求哈，有一些目标。我们信仰是要，事实上是要有目标，一年一年越来越好才对的。
And these steps shows that our spiritual pursuit has an endpoint and a goal to work towards.
所以当我们年纪增长，我们有时候要问问自己说，我今年有没有比去年更喜乐？
And as we age, we need to think about, are we more joyful than we are a year ago?
我过去会担心的事情，我今年是不是已经不担心了？
Are we still worrying about the same things that have preoccupied us in the past?
那我过去，去年我看不满意的人，我今年是不是会觉得说，他其实蛮可爱的？
Are we able to love those people that we have found to be despicable in the past?
那如果你过去认为你的小孩，哇，他怎么那么坏？
If we...think negatively of our children.
如果我们真的有在为他祷告，有在真的在信仰上追求，
and if we really pursue our faith and pray for them,
我们也会看到神在工作，我们看到我们的孩子，其实他是渐渐的在回到神的怀抱来。
Then we should be able to see our children slowly return to God.
所以这个信仰是要越来越成长的。
So we ought to continue to grow and mature enough.
那我们过去忙碌世界没有办法参与教会的工作，那我们现在是不是想说，那我今年比去年我更有时间，我更有这个心想要去为做教会，为主耶稣做什么？
And if we are busy ourselves with our work in the past, do we feel a greater urge to devote more time to serve God?
我们大部分的弟兄姐妹其实都在成长。
Yeah, most of us are indeed mature.
我们这次有许多都是第一次来参加真正圣训班。
We have a lot of first timers this time.
其实这不容易啊。
It's not easy.
特别是对年长的，有时候你要跨过这个障碍不简单。
Especially those who are older, who have to get used to this type of living.
一堆人要一起睡，然后这边打呼那边打呼，我怎么睡得着？
We have to sleep together with a large group of people.
然后又想到说，我洗澡的时间那么赶，浴室厕所每次都要排队。
And we have to rush our showers.
想到就害怕。
There might be an obstacle of fear to get over that.
但是其实你今天来了，你就参加说，其实也蛮不错的。
But once you experience it for the first time,
一开始觉得好像很困难，其实你会发现说，当我们在祷告上下功夫，主耶稣带领，很多事情很容易就克服了，没事。
Through our prayers, all these difficulties become manageable.
那我们就会想要去学习，然后我们想要亲近神。
And then we become focused on learning and drawing closer to God.
那过去我们可能道理听不懂了，我们现在越听越明白了。
And now the more we listen, the more we understand the truth.
这个就是我们在成长。
This is a sign of growth.
这个最后能够丰丰富富进神的国。
So that we may abundantly enter the kingdom of God.
那这一节呢，告诉我们说，这个看神的话要有正确的态度。
It also tells us that we need to view the word of God with the correct mindset.
特别是有关预言的部分。
Particularly about prophecies.
不能够自己用自己的想法去解释。
We cannot use our own opinion to interpret prophecies.
这个我们在后面会讲。
And we'll talk about it later.
好，这个这一卷书又特别提到这个末日的审判的问题。
This book also reveals the mysteries of the final judgment.
好，我们时间到了，我们明天再来继续。
We'll continue tomorrow.
一起默祷。
Supreme silence.
强调知识。
And in the Greek culture, they emphasize a lot on knowledge.
从保罗的书信里面，他也这样说，他说希腊人是追求智慧，但是犹太人是追求神迹。
And so even in the Paul's epistles, he mentioned that the Greeks really emphasize on knowledge, but the Jews emphasize on miracles.
但是现在彼得他在强调这个知识是要属灵的知识。
But here, Peter emphasized greatly on spiritual knowledge.
所以在彼得后书里面他有十六次他强调认识或者是知道，而是知识。
So therefore, in the book of Peter, it mentions 16 times of knowing the spiritual knowledge.
好，那在第一章二十一节他也特别强调说，这个圣经是。里面有很多的预言，基本上都是在神的末世圣灵的带领底下所写下来的话。
So in chapter 1 verse 22, it emphasizes on the scripture that they are the word of God.
这些都是出于圣灵的这个 工作，所以人不可以用诗意去解释它。
And because it is out of the Holy Spirit, so people should not interpret it in their own way.
所以第一章二十一第二十节呢？第一章二十节哈。
Chapter 1 verse 20.
第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言，没有可随诗意解说的。
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation.
二十一节说，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
And verse 21, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以这个被圣灵感动，我们如果看其他经卷，特别是在启示录里面，是人在圣灵里面，好像就是整个被圣灵在引导，他所写下的神要人知道的信息。
So, being moved by the Holy Spirit, just as in the Revelation, it says that they're in the Holy Spirit and guided by the Holy Spirit.
好，那在彼得后书里面呢，你看他用了很多犹太人他们很熟悉的旧约的事，发生过的事、历史跟人物。
And then in the book of Second Peter, it uses a lot of quotations and things that were familiar to the Jews.
那所以他举了许多的例子啊，当时候的那个看信的人，他们一看都知道他在讲什么。So, 虽然他没有很详细的解说。
So there were a lot of examples that once they look at it, they will know what it's about.
比如说第二章的第五节。
For example, chapter 2 verse 5.
这是说神没有宽容上古的世代。曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，却保护了传义道的挪亚一家八口。
And did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly.
你看，所以在彼得他的理解里面呢，挪亚他得知神要用这个洪水来毁灭世界，那他也被神只是要造方舟，他就是传这个信息的。
So from the understanding of Peter that Noah has the being commanded by God to preach this
就是说他传了一个警告，会有洪水要毁灭。
That God will destroy the world with flood.
很可惜啊，没有人听啊。
Unfortunately, no one listened.
那所以最后只有一家八口得救。
So at the end, only eight people were saved.
那个世代，这个上古的世代叫做不敬虔的世代。
So the ancient world is the ungodly world.
那个不敬虔的世代是什么样的世代
？What kind of ungodly world do they mean？
在创世纪第六章他就说他们终日所思想的都是恶。
So in Genesis 6, it's recorded that all they think of is wicked things.
那他们这个恶是败坏从婚姻开始堕落的。
And they first have the corruption in terms of marriage.
那当时候那个人的这些行为，神看得很伤心的。
And then God was quite sad when he saw that.
所以圣经说，世界在神面前都败坏了。
So he said that the world is corrupted before me.
地上满了强暴，就是这些罪恶。
And there were a lot of violences in this world.
然后神就跟挪亚说了。
So God told Noah.
创世纪六章的第十三节说，凡有血气的人，他们的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。
So in Genesis chapter 6 verse 3, it says that God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
这个就是说那个上古的世代是不敬虔的世代。
So the ancient world were the ungodly world.
这个整天所想的就是这个罪恶。
So all they think of is wicked things.
那他们的尽头来到了。
So their end has come.
那所以现在彼得他用挪亚那个时代的事情在说明可能他当时代他就说这个世界的结局快要到了。
So, Peter uses this example to tell the people of that time that the end of the world is coming.
然后彼得后书第二章
Chapter 2 of
第六节
Second Peter.
他也谈到这个索多玛俄摩拉的事。
Verse 6 also mention of the Sodom and Gomorrah.
索多玛、俄罗巴他们怎么样被那个天火焚烧成灰、啊、
That they were burned into ashes.
那这是在、创世纪十九章里面的故事了、啊、
And this is the story recorded in Genesis chapter 19.
在索多玛城被毁灭的时候，谁得救呢？就只有这个罗德的一家人。
And who were safe at that time? That would be only the household of Lot.
那第七节，二章的七节说，那个罗德是常常为恶人言行忧伤的义人。
And Lot was one who was tormented by his righteousness.
第八节说，因为那义人住在他们中间，看见听见他们不法的事，他的义心就天天伤痛。
Because he is seeing and hearing their lawless deeds, they thought he was tormented.
哦，这个当时候罗德哈、哦，他其实你看住在这个索罗马城里面。
So when Lot was living in the city of Sodom,
他事实上是一个外来的人呢、啊。
He is actually a foreigner.
他也在那个城门口啊，所以他表示说，但是当时候在那个城里面。他有相当的地位啊。
So when he was at the gate, so that means he has quite a high status.
那个地位，通常坐在城门口，通常都是当审判官的啦。
Because those who sat at the gate means they are some sort of officials.
那要处理就是这些罪恶的事啊。
So they would treat the crime of the people.
所以那个当时候索多玛城的罪恶，我们在创世纪里面十八章、十九章。我们看得出来的。
So from Genesis 18 and 19, we know of the wickedness of Sodom.
这些故事其实当时候看彼得信的人，他们都很清楚。
And those who read the epistles of Peter would understand all about it.
那你看这个罪恶刑罚，以前挪亚是用洪水，罗德那个时代是用火把它烧灭。
So the punishment for the sin in this in the ancient world was by fire.
然后你看，如果看第二章第十五节，你继续看。
And if we read onward from 2:15.
第十五节啊，现在他就又说了这个比尔之子巴兰的道路。巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知。
Verse 15, that it mentioned of Balaam the son of Beor who loved the wages of unrighteousness.
那这个巴兰哈、啊，你看。他是被那一只驴子说人话，本来不能说话的驴子，现在说话了，来责备他的，被驴子臭骂一顿的那个先知。
And he was that prophet that was rebuked for his iniquity by a dumb donkey.
那个这个先知你看这里他是说先知的狂妄，
so,
因为贪财。
He was
第十六节嘛哈 ，madness.
The madness.
这个巴兰就是贪心，你就我们就看他的故事，所以在民数记二十二章，他就描述这个巴兰的故事喽。
So the story of Balaam was recorded in Numbers 22.
好，那接下去你看第二十二节。
Verse 22.
好，他就说，俗语说的真不错，狗所吐的，他又转过来又吃；猪洗净了，又回到泥里去滚。这话在他们身上正合适呢。
So the true proverb said that a dog returns to his own vomit and a soul having washed to her wallowing in the mire.
这个就是他们当时候这个犹太人，这当时候就是至少读信的人，他们一读都知道说，哦，这个俗语大家都很了解，也都在用的。
So these proverbs they read is something that they're familiar with.
那这一句话，你如果看箴言二十六章也是有的。
So this is in
箴言二十六章十一节
，26 of Proverbs verse 11。
这个都是引用旧约时代的故事啊，他一些箴言来印证他现在所讲的信息有关于假先知。
So he's using all these proverbs and the events in the Old Testament to lead towards the false prophet.
好，这个就是你看他那个当时候写信的彼得跟那些信徒他。就好像在对话一样，他一讲，他们都知道的。
So he's writing this as if he's just talking to the Jews.
好，犹大书跟彼得后书很像。
And then the book of Jude is very similar to
犹大书哈，只有二十五节而已。
And it only has 25 verses.
但是里面有十五节跟彼得后书哈，如果不是都一样的，就是那个意思是一致的。
But 15 verses out of the 25 were pretty much the same as recorded in 2 Peter.
所以因为犹大书是犹大写的, 就是主的兄弟犹大。
And the book of Jude is written by Judas, the brother of Jesus.
那跟彼得, 他, 我们不知道谁先写谁后面写, 但是他们这两卷书, 基本上一定有相当的关联性。
We do not know who was the person who wrote it first, but it was around the same era.
好, 这是特色了,
this is the characteristics.
好, 那彼得后书呢, 第一章第三节,
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
这是关键的经文,
this is the key verse.
神的神能, 啊, 神的神能, 已将一切关乎生命和前进的事, 赐给我们。 皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
That his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue.
你看这些有关于生命跟金钱，就是这个永生跟我们在世上应该过的生活，这些事情是因为我们认识我们主耶稣基督跟他的美德。
So the things that pertain to life and godliness was through the knowledge of him.
所以认识耶稣很重要的。
So knowledge of Jesus Christ is very important.
然后之后我们可以把主耶稣的这个美德神性把它活出来。
And then we should display the glory and virtue of Jesus.
好，那第三章十四节。
Chapter 3 verse 14.
他做一个很重要的勉励。
And this is a very important encouragement.
亲爱的弟兄啊, 你们既盼望这些事, 就当殷勤, 使自己没有玷污, 无可指责, 安然见主。
Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless.
这个就是他一直强调在这个信仰上哦, 要殷勤, 追求。
So he encouraged that they would be diligent.
那因为他盼望是什么? 主会再来。
Because their hope should be that the Lord will come again.
因为第三章他就在强调主再来的日子近了。
Because chapter 3 was emphasizing that the coming of the Lord is near.
不要以为主会单言。
And do not think that he would delay.
因为当时候有一些人在说没有这个回事吧, 主哪有什么再来的问题，每天还不是都一样。
Because during that time, there were some people that say that would not happen. They think it's just normal.
但是第八节啊,
but verse 8 says that, beloved, do not forget this one thing.
就是主看一日如千年, 千年如一日。
That the Lord view one day as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day.
他这个用这个一日跟千年对比，表示说。 意思就是说神的时候时间跟我们人不一样, 你不要用我们现在的时间去想说应该怎么样。
So he uses the comparison of 1,000 years to one day is because God's time and our time is very different, so we should not think in that way.
这是一种对比的说法, 也不是说一定是一日就等于1,000年,不能这样。
So it is just a comparison, it doesn't really mean that literally.
因为圣经里面他那个时间哦, 最长的就是千年了。Because
in the Bible,
我们在圣经里面看到的,
we can see the longest time frame is 1,000 years.
所以他认为说, 我们人认为最长的那个时间, 在神看来只是一个很短暂的 moment 而已, 就是那么一瞬间了。
So he's trying to say that even the longest time to us human, it would be just like a very short, minute time to God.
所以不可以忘记。
So do not forget.
这个时候是神在控制的。
This is the time is controlled by God.
所以神的主的应许还没有成就的时候, 你不要以为他单言。
And if the promise of God is not here yet, that do not think that he is slacking.
第九节,
verse 9,
他就说, 要了解说是神在宽容我们, 祂希望我们都有机会悔改。
It is because God is willing to wait for us to repent.
这个就是祂的用意, 祂是要我们 要准备自己, 可以最后安然见主。
So he wants us to be able to see God.
好, 那因为我们在读一卷书的时候, 我们以后自己读圣经, 我们也都是要抓住这样的一个目标。 你看, 要看到说里面在讲, 一直在讲哪些 重点，这个就大概是它的主题了。
So when we're reading any book of the Bible, we try to catch the key verse.
所以如果我们在读圣经你看到这个字一直出现，你就把它画起来。
If you see certain words that keeps coming up,
你把它圈起来。
Just circle them.
你会看到这个认识或知识它一直出现的。
And you can see the word know or knowledge keeps popping up.
那你就看完之后，你把它看一下，哦，原来它这么地方都在讲这个，但是这个重点就是。他作者要我们要注意的了
so these,
不能忽略 不要把圣经读过就算了
So don't just read them through and without finding the main point
好除了这个知识之外就是审判
Other than the word knowledge is judgment
旧约时代神审判当时代的人
In the Old Testament when God punished the, judged the people
将来也一样也有审判
In the future God will also judge everyone
那他也有一直强调这个预言的问题
And it also mentions a lot about prophecy.
第一章我们看到他说先跟我们说那个预言你不可以断绝嘛
So in chapter 1 it mentioned that we cannot interpret privately of the scripture.
那还有这个你如果看第三章
Let's also see chapter 3.
第三章第一节
Verse 1.
他第三章第一节哦第二节叫第二节
Verse 2.
叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话和主救主的命令就是使徒所传给你们的
That you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior
他现在把旧约时代那些圣先知所讲的预言跟现在使徒所传出来的教训把它放在一起哦
So he was trying to put together the words spoken by the holy prophets and the apostles.
哦，在以弗所书第二章说，教会是建立在以耶稣基督为房角石，是建立在使徒和先知的根基上。
And Ephesians chapter 2 mentioned of that the word is built upon the cornerstone, which is the apostles and the prophet.
哦，不是，是。Cornerstone 是主耶稣基督。
Cornerstone is Jesus.
我们看一下以弗所书第二章。
Let's look at Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
Chapter 2 of Ephesians.
第二章我们看第二十节。
Verse 20.
读二十十九节二十节先读。
19 and 20. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. 20, having built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
好，所以耶稣基督是房角石，我们今天所有的一切都是从耶稣来的。
So Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone, so everything comes from him.
那所以这个圣殿啊，神的家啊，教会啊，都是建立在耶稣基督的这个根基上，这个房角石上面。
So the temple, the house of God, and the church is all built upon the foundation.
那现在要我们现在教会要被建造哈，使徒和先知的根基就是他们的教训。
But the, have to build upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, which are the teachings.
啊，那这个其实也是在使徒教会刚建立的时代哈，那他们这些主的门徒天天的。恒心遵守使徒的教训，就是使徒的 doctrine。
That's why in the beginning of the church in the apostolic times, people were doing according to the teachings of the apostles.
好，所以这个使徒所传给你的话要记住。
So the words from the taught by the apostles, we have to remember.
那包括你如果看回来彼得后书第三章
，And if we return to Second Peter,
他当时特别提到这个保罗所写的。
It also mentioned of what Paul said.
好，我们现在看彼得后书三章第十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15, Second Peter.
并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由，就如我们所亲爱的兄弟保罗，照着所赐给他的智慧，写了信给你们。
15 and consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved.Brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you.
十六节说，他一切的信上也都是讲论这事，信中有一些难明白的，那无学问、不坚固的人强解，如强解别的经书一样，就自取沉沦。
Verse 16, and also to all his in all his epistles, speaking in them these things, in which some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures.
我们看到这个时候，这个彼得哈，彼得他当时候的那个胸怀跟那个属灵的程度很高。So
we can see the high spirituality of the of Peter.
那个 保罗在加拉太的时候，曾经当面指责彼得的。
And we remember that in Galatia, Paul actually rebuked Peter.
在加拉太书里面，他特别这样写出来。
In Galatians.
因为当时候彼得哈，屈服于这个律法主义的哈，吃饭的时候不好意思跟这些外邦的信徒一起吃饭。
Because Peter was together with the Jews, and
所以。当那个耶路撒冷来的这些犹太人信徒到了以后，他就分开了，跟这个外邦的信徒就分开吃饭了。
So he did not dare to sit and eat with the Gentiles.
保罗就不客气，当众就骂他。
So Paul directly rebuked him.
但是这个他年老的时候，他特别体会到说，神借着保罗所写的话很重要。
So Peter in his old age, he knows that what is written by Paul is very important.
所以他看到的是。那个神，他圣灵的工作。
And he saw the work of the Holy Spirit.
他没有去记，一直记住说，我以前那个保罗曾经这样子骂我。
He was not mindful of what Paul did to him.
他现在反过来说，他自己的话你不明白，你要小心，不要乱讲。
So now he's actually using what Paul has said.
因为这里面有神所赐给他的智慧，就是神给他的启示。
Because he knew that Paul was written with the wisdom given by God.
那他把他现在保罗所写的这些信息啊，把它放到跟那个旧约的那个圣经哦一样的地位了，你不要乱解了。
So he actually said that you should not use your own private interpretation of his epistles.
那这个就是我们今天读圣经应该有的精神跟态度。
This is the spirit and attitude of how we should read the Bible.
我们不懂了就先放着了。
If we don't understand, which is
不要用自己的想法自己去解哦，就是这样子，那一定会搞错的。
Don't use our own interpretation to just interpret it.
好，那这一卷书主的再临是一定是主题。
So the coming of the Lord is in the chapter 3, and that's another theme.
从第一章到第三章，他讲的都是主在哪里。
And from chapter 1 to chapter 3, it's all about that.
好，那我们现在看一下这个，因为我们只有三个小时哈，现在已经去到第二节了，我们没有什么时间看一下大纲就好。
So we don't have much time, so we'll look at the outline.
其实这一卷书很短，你回家自己看，你大概也不会搞错的。
So this is actually pretty short book.
第一章他一直在讲这个知识。
Chapter one is all about the knowledge.
我们如果认识了我们主耶稣基督，我们就会下功夫去追求。
If we know of Lord Jesus, then we will pursue after him.
那第二章他就在讲这个假师傅。
And chapter 2 is a recording of false teachers.
假师傅的特色是什么？要能够分辨呢、啊、
？What is the characteristics of the false
teachers? 那假师傅的教训，你听了，你不要被骗了。
And their false teachings, and we do not be deceived.
那假师傅最后结局呢
？And also their endings.
因为他用旧约时代神怎么去审判这些假师傅
？Because in the olden times,
做例子的。
They use the examples of the Old Testament how God will punish them.
第三章就是主的再临了。
And chapter 3 is about the coming of the Lord.
好，那第一章呢？
Chapter 1.
通常我们在读彼得后书所以比较常用到基本上就是第一章里面这些道理。
So normally we would use a lot of the teachings in chapter 1.